Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God, but so also does emotional healing, or it certainly can. We're going to talk today with Pat Miersma of Wycliffe Bible Translators. She's been involved in making a film called Hope Rising, Stories of Trauma and Healing. It aired on PBS, or will be airing later this year. 20 years of war in the Congo have wreaked havoc on the people of the country of Congo in Africa. Those who've survived still suffer from extreme trauma and scarring, both physical and emotional. Let's get more details about Hope Rising from Pat Miersma of Wycliffe Bible Translators. Pat, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you very much, Jerry. It's good to be on your program.
Sure. So give us a context here. We understand, there's always, it seems like there's always some, problems and violence going on in certain places of Africa, but 20 years of war in the Congo, that must be devastating.
Yes, that's true. And that's just one of the places in the world. I mean, anyone who watches the news knows there's trauma everywhere. But this was a particularly intense area of trauma over the last couple of decades in that part of Africa, the DRC and other countries, Sudan, Rwanda. Everyone remembers the genocide. And so it was a natural place for this project to grow out of, helping churches minister to traumatized people.
When you say this project, okay, you're talking specifically about a ministry to help those in that context. And by the way, is Congo what we used to call Zaire?
Yes, it is. That's correct.
Okay, and then it used to be called the Belgian Congo.
Yes, it did.
Okay, it's all one and the same. Okay, so tell us about the healing ministry.
So this was a project that grew, that began 15 years ago in Africa, in that region. When pastors who were receiving the Word of God through the work of Wycliffe Bible Translators that my husband and I are part of, came to Wycliffe and said, now that we're getting the scriptures in mother tongue, we're using it, but we noticed that it's really hard for people to benefit in our villages where there's been a lot of trauma. Is there anything you can do to help us with that?
Okay, and then what happened?
So the linguist that they approached came to me and a psychiatrist, both of us counselors with Wycliffe Bible Translators working in Nairobi and across the continent, and said, I know that you work with missionaries that are traumatized as Christian counselors. How do you actually help them to recover from really severe trauma, being caught in assault situations or war situations? What do you do to help them? So that's how the conversation got started. It was a joint discussion between Wycliffe's Bible Translators and two of us who specialize in trauma that belong to Wycliffe Counseling Department.
And aren't many of the victims children?
Many of the children and the women and the men, pretty broadly covers all populations in Africa. And actually, the project started in Africa, and it grew there first as neighboring groups and countries that were traumatized heard about it. And pretty soon, it found its way over to Indonesia and Asia. And now, this we call it a scripture engagement tool for trauma healing. It's actually being used on all five continents. And, of course, there's men, women, and children involved in all of those situations as well.
Sure. Well, why don't you give us an example of somebody who was severely traumatized by the war, and then you guys counseled them through the, Word of God, and they received help and true change.
Okay. Well, in the beginning, there were two language groups in Democratic Republic of Congo that had actually been fighting and killing one another for several decades, and there was a lot of village burning, rape, abduction of children going on.
All right, was this basically, just to put this in context, was this basically tribal warfare? I mean, one tribe versus another tribe?
Yeah, this particular situation I'm talking about was ethnic conflict, which we hear a lot about. But, I mean, this could be applied in lots of areas in Sudan. It happened to be the government that was bombing people in the south, and those groups were traumatized as well.
Right, but now, yeah. Now, wait. Now, when you mentioned Sudan, I know a little bit about that. That was a direct situation of Islamic persecution of Christians. So, I mean, in other words, the ones in the northern part of Sudan, they were Islamic, and they were controlling the country, and they were trying to force conversions on the Christians and animists in the south who did not want to convert and didn't go along with the program. And that's what that was all about.
Well, that was part of the picture.
And still still boils down to trauma.
But mm-hmm. I'm sorry?
Yeah, and you still end up with trauma either way.
Exactly. Or you end up with trauma, say, in the Middle East, where this material is now being used with Iraqi and Syrian refugees.
Right.
And I think probably most of your viewers know about the kinds of trauma they've been through. So
sure.
It's just anything, particularly human-induced trauma, is the most severe and the most difficult to recover from. So that is where we're finding this particular approach very effective.
All right, so
if we go back,
yeah. So I interrupted you as you were talking about, let's say, two tribal villages that were, you know, for decades they've been, you know, fighting each other. So how do you actually minister to somebody, you know, in the aftermath of all that?
Right. So we developed it's a very simple scripture use tool. That's what we call it, which would be sort of like a very simple Bible study booklet that's less than 100 pages, and it has 11 simple lessons, and it addresses the main topics of suffering and helps people begin to talk about their own stories and then look at what Scripture says about those things. You know, Jerry, in a lot of these places, people either don't have any Scripture at all, or they don't have the whole scripture, and they don't even know that there's such a thing as the psalm for comfort, or they don't really know what God says about suffering, healing, and forgiveness. So it uses a small group approach of taking traumatized people and using mother tongue scriptures they can understand, helping them tell their story and listen to what scripture says, pray for one another, and just work through the issues and begin to heal from the kind of trauma that they've experienced. We do the training. I mean, the goal is to train churches in those languages because they are the best ones to minister to the local traumatized people. So we train them to use this book, and in many cases, they actually translate the book into their own language so they can use it with mother tongue scripture. So far, the book's been translated into about 170 languages.
Wow. Are you seeing success?
Well, if the ongoing expanding demand from around the world is any indicator, I would say that this is a very successful approach. The thing that surprised me is I'm the one who first took it to Asia, and I really thought, well, it works well in Africa, where people are able to express their emotions in many cases, but I didn't know how it would work in Asian context. But in actual fact, when you bring the Word of God to people who trust the Word of God, even if they don't really know what it says, they're very open, and it really helps them begin to heal. And so we've just had a huge positive feedback from around the world, so much so that neighboring language groups are asking for us to come and help train them in this tool. In some cases, in the place where they're first getting scripture, they're telling us this is the first book we want to help us know
wow.
how to use scripture because it's so relevant for the pain our communities are feeling.
Wow, that's great. So give us a specific concrete example, you know, where somebody was transformed. I mean, in other words, a specific, you know, without mentioning names or anything.
Yeah, okay. So in East Africa, when we first started, there were leaders of these two different people groups who had been warring. And there were two pastors who were friends. They were from these opposing groups. But because they were Christians, they were from opposing groups, and they were very discouraged. They didn't know if there would be any answer for reconciliation or finding peace. And they came to the workshop, and they were committed to each other in a friendship, but they really didn't know, even though they're very educated men, they really didn't know how to use Scripture to find healing for themselves and bring their own people to healing. And I think it was after we talked about, you know, how God heals our heart, that a heart wound, you know, it's not a common concept for people, but we help them understand what a heart wound is and what the Bible says about God healing our hearts, and that you first need healing in order to be able to begin to forgive others, to receive God's forgiveness and forgive others. And it was during that lesson that they said now they could see that there was a possibility for people in both of their groups to begin, as they healed, to be able to see how God had forgiven them and how they could forgive each other. And this gave them great hope for the possibility of reconciliation between their groups. And that story really is just one of hundreds of stories, not just of ethnic violence, but I mean, I was in one workshop where a woman had been attacked in her village by one of these groups that are in East Africa. And I heard the story that she had, after she had gone through this workshop, the first workshop, she'd been able to forgive her attacker, and she heard that he had been a child soldier abducted into the LRA and had attacked her village. And she heard that he had been brought back into this program in Uganda and put in the village where he would be rehabilitated. And she banged on the door, and she wanted to go in and tell him she forgave him. And at first they wouldn't let her go in because they thought she was just angry and wanted revenge. But once she made her way into the place where he was, she ran up to him and threw her arms around him and told him that she forgave him. And so we're hearing stories like this everywhere, where people have been victims of or witnessed really terrible violence, and they've been able to begin to heal in their own hearts, and then to see that there needs to be forgiveness if there's going to be sustainable peace.
Yeah, this reminds me of a story I did many years ago for D. James Kennedy Ministry Television, where we were interviewing a former Blood member and a former Crips member. So here are two former gang members. They used to hate each other, and they hated their other, you know, their opposing gang. But through Christ, they could actually literally hug each other and, you know, and love each other and lay down their arms and so forth. And one of them, by the way, even had a bullet in his skull to the, you know, at the time that we did the interview. I mean, I don't even know if he's alive or dead. This is about 20 years ago. But in Christ, there can be true healing if people truly repent and turn to him. So this is great news. There may be some people listening to this thinking, well, I have trauma too. How do I get a hold of this book? What's it called?
Okay, well, this project grew so huge. I mean, it was born and developed by Wycliffe missionaries and African pastors, but then went global, and it got so huge that we weren't able to manage it anymore. So the American Bible Society, who's a partner of Wycliffe Bible Translators, agreed to take this and become the platform to develop it further and manage its global expansion. So if people go to Trauma Healing Institute at American Bible Society, they can actually order books. They can find training workshops that are being run. The training workshops run, at least in the U.S., are 5 days long, where you actually go to a place, and we have master facilitators who train you how to use this with groups that you work with who may be traumatized, whether those are human traffic victims or refugees or whoever they are. So just go to abs.org, or you can go to traumahealinginstitute.org, and either one of those should take you to American Bible Society, where the books are listed that you can purchase, but also, more importantly, the workshops where you can get training if you want to be trained in this.
Sure. And later is to appear on PBS, the documentary about this, especially going on in Africa. Hope Rising, Stories of Trauma and Healing, Wycliffe.org for more information. Pat Miersma, thanks so much for being with us. Any closing thought in about 15 seconds?
No, just thank you so much for this, and I really appreciate you giving air to the fact of how powerful God's Word is to heal people. So thank you so much.
Sure, amen. And that again, that website is Wycliffe.org. Thanks so much. God bless.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.